Hey, gorgeous, Dylan from BODS here. Coming up on the next episode, the boys talk about their plans on crashing a wedding. And we're going to hit you with a couple segments, the first being Carlo's answer to everything, and we'll close it off with Zach Attacks. You don't want to miss this one. BODS coming right back. BODS, how are you?
Hey,
boy. Cracking beers. To my right, I always have...
Carlo. Hey.
And to my left, I have...
Hi, Zach.
Guys, I hear the plan might be tonight is to crash a wedding.
Yeah. It's going to be my first wedding crash.
I've never done this either.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a thing, you know, you got to do it before... You know, a lot of people say, you know, I want to see Europe before my 30s, or... I want to climb Kilimanjaro.
So this is some weird bucket list?
This is it's like a Dixie cup list. I've pretty much completed everything else that I wanted to do.
Dixie cup, huh?
Dixie cup. Well, that's how much is left.
I never looked at crashing weddings as a bucket list kind of thing, but I'm into it. All right.
I mean, you know, everybody's seen that movie at this point. What was it called? Something. Wedding. Something with wedding crashing.
I've heard of it.
I think it was.
Last
Tango in Paris. That's
right.
What it was.
Yep.
It's one of those things where you want it's kind of sneaky, but at the same time, they can't really fault you for it because basically what you're doing is adding more life to a party that's not there.
You are making it more memorable.
What happens at a wedding? You invite your family, your wife's family, or your soon-to-be wife's family. A whole bunch of fucking cousins that you don't even hang out with, and like some friends that are there that are on the best behavior, but because you got your family there, so that the party vibe isn't really there. What makes a party is this people coming in with an energy.
The guy you don't know coming in asking the girls to dance.
Exactly.
That is both of you. That is both of you.
That's what it is. I mean, that's what you got to do at a wedding. Like that energy of somebody coming in. I think actually, if I was a wedding planner, I would make like a list of people that I would send to the wedding that weren't invited just to have that energy. I think that's a market that hasn't been tapped.
What's the term for that? It's like a red herring in a movie, but like there's a term for that guy that's just there to shake things up, basically.
Mix things up, yes.
What?
I don't know what the term for that would be. Maybe we should coin one. By the end of the night, we will have a nickname.
We don't have that term. You two and myself are those guys.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're
wedding
do that.
Crashers,
I guess. I think that's going to be a good thing.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, like if it was your wedding, for example, would you frown upon some guy you didn't know coming in there kind of fucking...
I'd fucking...
a little bit louder?
Do you know something that I don't know? Because I'm never fucking getting married.
I'd fucking kill him.
I would...
See, that's...
My wedding...
Stab!
My wedding is going to be when I'm 85 on the deathbed.
No other options.
With my...
Underage Filipino woman.
Right. Her name is Bernice. Bernice Gutierrez.
That sounds
black.
She speaks Tagalog. What's that?
That sounds like a black name.
Well, Filipinos are kind of like the black people of the East.
I guess.
It's true.
They hold grudges, too.
Oh, God. Well, Filipino people... I mean, I'm half Filipino, so I can say this, and I know... It's like, you think what? You think Asian people, you think mathematics, play violin, like, they're pretty smart.
I do not at all associate any of that with Filipinos.
Exactly. That's so, like, they're like the bottom rung of the Asian ladder. They're the mailmen, they're the nurses, they're the security at the airport.
Sure. They're the boxing champions of the world that get fucked.
Boxing champions of the world, yes. Well, not anymore.
And
but,
lost.
Did we just date this podcast?
A little bit.
But yeah, no, marriage, not going to happen with me.
See, okay, well, like, I know you're not into the whole marriage thing, but think about it. Like, if it was my wedding, for example, and some guy I don't know coming in fucking, like, shaking things up and just being that super loud guy like Vince Vaughn in that whatever it was called movie we were
Last
talking
Tango
about.
Last Tango in Paris.
Last Tango in Paris, yeah, pretty sure Vince Vaughn was in that. Probably would not be all right with me. I don't think that's an alpha male thing at all. I think that's just like fucking...
How would you know?
I've never been married, so...
No, I mean, how would you know? Like, you invite, like, there's hundreds of people at a wedding.
And how would you know if they weren't somebody's plus one?
Exactly.
I get it.
Like, that's kind of... Here's the thing that I'm thinking about. It's what's our strategy to get in?
Are we invited?
Well, we know somebody that's going to be.
We're somebody's plus three, apparently. Your Benevolent Order of Disagreement Society.
Yeah, well, I was told there was a wedding, and I said, where? And then she told me where. And so I'm like, okay, is it an open bar? And she said, yes. And I said, huh.
I will see you at 9.
I have a suit.
Maybe earlier.
And I will put on said suit, and I will drink fucking well liquor.
So we're suiting up.
We're definitely suiting up.
Okay, all right. Just want to know.
Oh man, I
just want to know.
That gets into a different topic, but I love.
So that. Okay, so now that this is on my Dixie Cup list, there are certain things that I want to do when crashing a wedding.
My God, I can't wait for this.
I want to dance with a grandma.
I knew it.
Right off the bat.
I knew it.
Gonna dance with a grandma.
Oh my God, do it.
There's several reasons why.
Attracting younger women.
Exactly.
That's the number one.
Look at this.
That's like survey says on Family Feud.
Look at this
mensch. Number one.
Look at this
mensch. Aren't I just cute?
Dancing with the grandma.
Desirable.
Oh, he brought her out first thing. Oh my God, that's so sweet.
Even the bride might come and dance.
And then what you do is you switch right to the little girl. Little girl.
Right. She's dancing on your shoes.
And then, like, and you're spinning her around. She's so happy.
And as you spin her around, you do that kind of sweeping look across the room,
You see what I did? I can make one of these with my penis.
Probably,
you're lucky.
Probably that night. Probably that night.
And then you sit back.
How misled they will be.
Maybe eat a piece of crappy fucking cake with a lot of fondant on it. You know, mostly for looks, not for flavor. And you sit back, and then you wait. And
what the fuck is fondant?
Fondant is that stuff that they put on top of the cake to make it all smooth. Not the icing.
Icing?
No, it's fondant.
What do you mean, like a fucking shrink wrap for a cake or something?
Have you? Okay, well.
He'll see that tonight.
Most people don't. He'll see that tonight. But Zach was. He grew up in Hawaii, but not really on the good side of Hawaii. So most of the fucking weddings you've been to, what, sheet cake from Safeway? That's usually what it is. Like, you had to break open the plastic container, and, like, they scratched out birthday and then wrote in.
Right. No. You see a cake, and, like, the only thing that makes it your cake is someone's finger going through the icing, putting your name on it.
He's not used to wedding cakes without Spider-Man on it.
Pretty much.
And they're plastic balloons.
Don't you knock those Spider-Man balloons. Fucking favorite, dude. They got the gumball eyes and everything.
Now. Oh yeah, but then the cake, and then I sit back, maybe have a cocktail or two, and just wait for the bridesmaids to come off of the dais and get into the crowd.
Man, I cannot get over the fact that I don't think I've ever seen a bridesmaid's dress that I was like attracted to. They make women.
They look really good on the floor.
Ooh, ha.
Very good.
I see
on the
what
floor.
You did there.
Yeah. They make
women look boxy. Like they don't accent their features. They're not flattering dresses.
Well, that's the whole thing of how much of a selfish bitch the bride is.
Yeah.
Because
exactly,
she dresses up her soon to be husband in the same thing as the five other guys, saying like, okay, like yeah, good, I can take either one of you. But I'm going to make all my best friends and sisters and cousins look like fucking heifers because it's my fucking day!
It is her day. It is her day, though.
She looks good. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
If there's a guest that shows up without one of those fucking ribbons attached to their butts that they have on every fucking bridesmaid's gown that I've ever fucking seen, then the entire wedding is a wash.
And, you know, nothing looks worse than a ribbon on the back of a girl's bridesmaid dress when they're having a reception at a TGI Fridays, which is usually where Zach goes to receptions.
Loaded potato skins are amazing.
Dude, you fucking sit down with a girl in an awesome blossom, you're getting laid.
Yeah, no, they had these really good party favors at the reception. There's these placemats that you could just draw on a crayon. It was fucking amazing.
The waitress walked up and she used two crayons to draw her name. She drew it backwards even. I was just like watching it like, oh my God!
Oh my Lord, how did she do that?
Do it again!
If you don't close the deal at this reception or any type of crashing of a wedding, you become less of a man. You become less of a... Yeah. It's just literally... This is made...
Like Dina?
Like Dina.
Hey.
Who is moving out, by the way.
Come on.
We love her. She's going to Arkansas.
Yes. She is
which
going to
is
Arkansas.
Arkansas.
for all you fucks out there.
Wow. Yeah. Glad we had to explain that to you guys.
Why would you be less of a man if you couldn't?
Because you should be able to close
it. That's a bit strong.
If you go to a wedding, especially if you're crashing one, you're going to do one thing and hook up with loose women that
want
to hook
up. I just wanted candy-coated almonds and a little sack.
Yeah,
that's all you want.
I just want to see a fondant-covered cake. Like, what?
There's a gay wedding right around the corner you guys can go to.
I just want to take pictures with a disposable camera that's in the middle of the table. That's all I want to do.
Oh, my God!
I didn't even think of this until right now, but going into the Dixie Cup is taking a whole bunch of pictures of my penis.
With a disposable wedding camera. Wow.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'll be good.
Who has his disposable fucking cameras anymore?
You can buy them.
Wow.
You can buy them.
I can just
it's gotta be somebody else's camera so you can steal it.
Yeah,
and then they get the conversation that the person actually developing these photos is going to have. They're probably going to call the cops because, like, wow, I'm here. Like, you took a bunch of pictures of an underage penis.
What? You saying I got a baby dick?
I think that's implied.
And even better,
they have to call
the
cops in that case.
If I can have said baby dick penis inside of a bridesmaid mouth and take the picture, kind of impressive.
I'm pretty sure you get arrested for ostensible kiddie porn.
Oh man, especially
here's
if
the thing:
matron of honor
strategy. What is our strategy? We have to work together. We can't work
alone. We haven't talked about strategy.
What's our backstory?
That is off the seat of my pants. That is just I am whatever the fuck I want to be. Right when she asks.
Can I be Professor Colonel Rodriguez Alabaster?
Of course.
Wow.
Of course.
Wow.
Nice.
But we need a strategy.
Both an army colonel and a professor of sexology.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Absolutely believable.
Somebody's
junior college, but like still a professor.
I am going to be.
I'm tenured.
We need signals.
I'm going to be Sir Peter Beckman Longshadow. Yes. Knighted by the Queen herself.
No, actually, your backstory could be really good.
Why, what?
Well, because...
what do you mean, mine?
Well, our 49 listeners out there...
49!
That's doubled.
That's
almost
by the way,
half century mark.
We are now at 49 likes on the Facebook
49
page.
Likes, but... I have over 300 friends on Facebook, so that means a lot of you fucks aren't getting birthed.
Fucking jealous Judases! Jealous Judases, all of yous! All of yous!
Fuck yous!
You know who you are!
No, but I'm saying, the 49 listeners out there may or may not know what Zach looks like, but we just saw the movie.
It's pretty amazing.
Prometheus.
Oh, God. We're not doing this.
And if you see the engineers on Prometheus, that's pretty much Zach with a shaved head.
I was going to say Noomi Rapace.
So what you should say is that you were the 3D model for Prometheus. You should say that. Your Uncle Ridley said, hey, you look like a fucking alien, and I want to put you in my movie. Like that,
Unky Ridley. Unky Ridley.
Forget fucking Sir Longshadow. You're the fucking engineer from Prometheus. You did the 3D modeling capturing. You did the whole thing. That'll be really good. Because they can't prove it. It's like
problem.
Saying, it's like saying your dad invented the plastic tips on shoelaces. Who's going to fucking argue with you on that? Nobody.
I see your point. Problem being... I'm not even remotely in the same kind of fucking size and shape that guy was, because he had, like, fucking pectoral muscles that stuck out about 6 inches off of his fucking body.
Yeah, and what you have is a shitty Firefox tattoo on yours.
I hate you.
You leave Firefox out of this.
You leave Firefox out of this. Gotcha.
I'm tired of you bad-mouthing Firefox and Netscape!
I use Safari, actually.
That could work. Maybe I will do that. So,
I think
in the realm of strategizing, perhaps... Perhaps I'll go with that story, yeah.
Yeah, what are you going to do, Dil?
I am an improvisational guru, as you both might know. I fly by the seat of my pants. So...
So a different story with each bridesmaid.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of them's going to think you're the ambassador to China.
That's
one of them's going to think you're a fucking cowboy from the past or something.
There you go. Done.
Cool.
Everything's going to be believable.
Seriously, you got into a DeLorean. I can just see you telling the story.
He's a cowboy from the past.
You got into a DeLorean.
I got a hat right there.
Like,
I got a
are you presupposing that all the bridesmaids are mentally retarded?
They might as well be.
Surprised.
They're a hair knot. They're almost.
Oh, hello, Missy. I'm a cowboy from the past.
That's my title.
And yeah. I'm your huckleberry.
What's these weird lights with no candles?
Yeah, whoa. Where did you get all these fancy glassware?
Why are all these colored people mixing with you?
We just...
Is that an Asian?
We need to work together. We need to have a strategy. We need
okay,
have signals.
Okay, we'll come up with a fucking strategy.
We're coming up with them now.
All right.
All right, on mic. You get to hear... fucking logistical.
Okay,
process.
No. Well,
logistics are key.
The
that's how UPS gets it done.
Zach came up with gold. You're a cowboy from the past.
I am a cowboy from the past. Chicks love ghosts.
I will be a dinosaur in disguise.
Disguised as a human.
Disguised as a human. And Zach, what will you be, Zach? You're a painting come to life.
Right. Yeah. No.
Because all the fucking bridesmaids eat applesauce and are retarded. That's basically. Because we know the only people that eat applesauce.
You ever see Van Gogh's Scream? That's me.
He just
came out of it, grew hair, got
oh,
into
you
it.
Better hope there's a bridge. And that's not Van Gogh. That's really not Van Gogh either.
Isn't it?
No.
Wow.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back, BODS. The next segment we have is Carbo's Answer to Everything. Where Zach gives him a question, tries to stump him, but Carlo's skill about, well, pretty much basically able to answer everything, goes to work. Zach, what do you got for him today?
He has a license in bullshitting.
It's
actually something to behold. So I wanted to give you guys a window into this experience that I've had so many times with my friend Carlo, to where he just fucking pulls something out of his ass, and oftentimes, it's kind of believable.
Because usually it's true.
No.
You
no.
just don't know a lot.
No. No.
I know a little about a lot, and you know jack shit about nothing. I think that's a double negative.
No.
But it makes sense, is the point.
You got it.
Well.
You believed it.
Right, so prepare to behold the bullshit that is about to take place here. Now, for this week, it's actually a old phrase that I'm going to have Carlo explain to us. And this is, I hope you're sitting down. All right, Carlo, where does the phrase... Yeah, here okay. we go. Here we go.
All you stand-up listeners.
Yeah. You poor fucks who don't have chairs. We'll keep standing, I guess.
Hey, you have internet connection, apparently. Yeah.
Right, now.
You should afford some chairs.
All of you... Okay, here it is.
Okay.
Where does the phrase, mind your P's and Q's, come from?
Oh, that's very simple. Actually, it's just, well, it's only really in our American English form of writing and actually standard Queen's English, is because the P's and the Q's are very similar, just like a B and a D. So you have to mind them, because if you're doing like a lowercase P and a lowercase Q, they look exactly the same, except flip one way or flip the other way.
Ooh.
So... minding your P's and Q's is just like dotting your I's and crossing your T's. Make sure that everything is correct before you hand it in. Mind your P's and Q's.
Was that rehearsed?
Jesus.
That was. Did you black out? Did you just black out and come back to life?
What just happened?
Where am I?
Like Will Ferrell, old school. What just happened?
What just happened?
What did I just do?
You really had to fucking ask about mind your P's and Q's?
Actually, I did not know.
What did you?
This is the part where he berates him now from the question.
I did not know. And,
look,
okay, hold on.
Really?
Actually, one of the questions could have been, where does dotting your I's and crossing your T's come from? Because...
it's because...
what kind of dumbass out there that doesn't know how to... or like some fucking...
probably the same guy that doesn't know what fucking mind his P's and Q's.
That was actually a legitimate question. I feel like there are at least
Wait. I'm sorry. Did I just answer two of your fucking questions?
You may have.
Do you have another question?
Do you have another one? One that's not drastically obvious to any fucking fourth grader?
I feel like there are seven of our 49 listeners right now that did not know what mind your business came from.
They're probably going to be bridesmaids as a fucking wedding.
Yeah, and those listeners are teething right now.
All right. I'll give you one that I actually done with you before. And
well, then
here it comes. Where does the phrase to coin a phrase come from?
Oh, that's simple too.
This is going to be great.
Back in the day, families of great note or wealth had a family crest, and on the family crest there was a family motto. usually in Latin for the ones that we remember, but, you know, in any other fucking culture, they had it. And if a certain person rose to power, say, as a Caesar in Rome, or, you know, a head of state...
It's so fun listening to this, knowing it's all bullshit.
They would put their face on a coin, and then they would put their family motto underneath it. We still have it today on our coins. It's more of a country motto, like E Pluribus Unum, or something like that. But they put their phrase of their family, on their like the same thing on the family class, they put on the coin, and it was said to coin a phrase, to have a phrase that was so, you know, ingrained into the culture and in who this person was, that he was so powerful that he coined his phrase. He made it into money. That's where it comes.
Since I'm the judge of this, the judge decides if that was correct or not, and I have to say, that's correct.
Thank you.
What the fuck do either of you know about this?
Like, what do you know about it?
Nothing. See, but that's
the other
that's
two. Are, hold on. The other, he's
that's
three for three
point.
Right
I'm
now.
I'm three for three.
He's
right
three
now.
For three. Three. You got to stump him.
You got to stump me, buddy.
You got to have at least two more questions. We're going. He's going to try to go
wow,
five
I
for
actually
five.
I just planned on doing this with one question, but okay.
Right. Well, what's phrases?
Well, hold on, hold on. Let me go into this. Let me go
all right. Here. So cats, how come they always land on their feet?
I'm giving
something.
Carlo this look right now, like, well, yeah, all right.
Well, how did they
okay,
it?
Sure, let's do that.
Well,
no, but okay, so that was a convincing enough explanation to where coin phrase came from. Is any of that based in truth?
Yes.
Bullshit! No, it's not.
How do you know?
You made all of
how
that
How do you
up.
Know? How do you know?
It sounds completely feasible.
Well, there
it
you go.
It sounds completely logical.
Well, there you go.
But you made all of it.
The burden of truth, sir, lies on you,
the
Mr.
Onus.
Long Shadow.
The onus, as
yeah.
it were.
The onus,
Sir Long Shadow.
Sir Long Shadow. Maybe you should come up with better questions that I don't already know.
Well, you know what? In the realm of of creating this entire segment,
yeah.
Perhaps I've given you too easy of a question.
Oh, three. Actually, two, but I answered three.
Yeah, you did. That
yeah,
was
I did.
Kind
yeah.
of impressive, actually.
Kind of, wasn't it?
I think three for three. Do you have another one?
Do you have another one?
You
I don't
one
have anything
more?
Locked in the hopper right now.
Locked
no.
in the hopper. Locked in the
oh,
hopper. That's a Zachism. Locked,
I don't
locked in the hopper.
I mean, I could
locked
ask you.
Locked in the hopper?
I could ask you, okay.
What does that fucking mean?
Hold on.
Paintballing
hold on.
Once.
Locked in the hopper.
Yeah.
That's paintballing.
All right, I got one. I got one. How about,
give it to me.
What, sir?
Yeah, come on.
What's a paradiddle?
A paradiddle is a drum technique where it's a...
Technique.
It's a well, it's a method of using the sticks where it's a right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left. And it's kind of a fill of something puts in. It's a drumming technique.
Another
That's...
word would be... Hold on. Judges, wait.
What?
Wait. Another word for that would be a drumming...
Rudimentary?
Rudimentary?
Rudiment. There you go.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, but did I kind of...
Let me...
Wait,
all,
no,
let me...
No. Hold on.
Was it there?
Tell me the notation of it. What, like hands, okay? So I'm going from right to left.
Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left.
Bam, you got it.
Fuck you!
You did it.
Fuck you! How about that? Let me also specify... Let me also specify... Zach is a drummer, so that was technically an unfair question.
I do not play drums.
That is an unfair question. That is true. You're a drummer. That's an unfair question. The judge...
Well, let's just say that I'm not a drummer. And
yeah.
that's what
and,
that...
And he
yeah.
got he
all
got
right.
It.
Well...
Okay. I think that segment's over.
That segment's over. We'll be... Okay, we'll be...
He's very impressed
with himself. Listen, we'll be right back with Zach Attacks. We'll explain that to you when we get back. Hey, we're back, and we're going to do the next segment, Zach Attacks, but before we do so, Zach, is there something
yeah,
you want to say?
Well, there's definitely something that Carlo wants me to say, and maybe this will become a recurring
oh,
thing,
I think you should just say it.
We did our, we did our fact-checking, and three questions were posed to Carlo. Mind your P's and Q's, coin a phrase, and what is paradiddle?
And I answered how many questions?
And, let me get there.
All
right. All three... Listeners, you may be glad to hear this or not glad to hear this. It may piss you off that this guy was actually right on all three.
How does that make you feel?
How does that make you feel, buddy?
It makes me feel fucking fuck
are
you guys.
Are you upset?
makes me
feel fucking fuck you guys.
Makes me feel fine. What do
that's
you
a
mean?
Direct quote.
What about the
that's a quote.
Fucking, fucking knock it out of the park fourth question that you didn't even ask me that I answered before you ever fucking asked me it?
Which one was that?
That's dotting the I's and the T's.
Dotting the I's and T's. Well, that was an... Yeah, well.
Yeah, well. Well,
all right, you're right. Look, this is a brand new segment that I'm sure will get a lot harder.
We're massaging it in.
I'm throwing you obvious answers right now just to kind of watch you
half
dance.
Not to you, which is the weird.
Are you backpedaling right now?
I actually did not know what mind your P's and Q's what came from.
A noble admission.
To be very frank with everybody, he barely writes.
Well, can I be Charlotte?
Yeah, I mean...
you can be Charlotte, I'll be Frank.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, reading is I'm just now getting...
It's barn, asshole!
Seriously.
That's all very
difficult. I don't know how you guys figured out reading, man. God, I'm like fucking 29 years old.
Those shapes say things?
All right. Zach Attacks, what do you have to attack today, Zach? Let us know.
Why don't you explain what Zach Attack is?
Yeah. Right,
so this is also a new segment. It's a, not necessarily a rant, it's an open forum discussion where I'm going to pose something that pisses me off.
What?
Carlo's holding a massager.
What the fuck is, really?
Put that down now. It's E.T. Massager. It's half off at CVS.
Cheese in here? That's, wow.
Oh, God.
Is that blood? Wow. Jesus.
Okay, so what are you going to attack today, big guy?
So, today, one thing that I've been noticing a lot, just throughout my entire life of being a driver, I consider myself a...
You drove your entire life?
Since, 14 years old, yeah.
So then not your entire
They had cars on your island?
Barely half
of My entire driving life, you nitpicking shithead.
You just said your entire life.
Fuck you.
Let's
anyway.
Imagine, like, little... Like, I'm going to try to do a baby Zach voice right
now. Wow.
Like, your mom's like, all right, Zach, let's get in the car and go to the zoo. And you're, like, behind it, like, I'm already behind the fucking wheel, man. And then, can you go to the...
It just turns into Cartman.
What are you on, fucking South Park? Jesus.
It just turns into Cartman.
All right, anyway. So...
Yeah, go ahead.
Statement this week, if you are one of the drivers that does not understand what a fucking turn signal exists for, you are a bad driver. If you're one of those guys that just fucking zips around through traffic, like you're on the freeway and you're just kind of dodging in between cars and I have to slow down to avoid your dumb ass not using a fucking turn signal, letting me know what your intentions are, you are a bad driver.
Oh, wow.
Period. Period. And like there's nothing you can say to change the fact that if you don't use your fucking turn signal, you're a fucking bad driver.
When you're driving such a high performance vehicle as your Ford Escort Sport.
Thank you.
Well, I think we can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. My God.
That's your rant? That's the rant.
That's
your attack. That's you attacking it?
Really? Are you going to contribute to the conversation, or are you just going to be a cynical fuck?
I want to see some blood. I want to see some teeth on this.
I know for a fact,
does not use his turn signal. He's a shitty
Yes,
driver.
I do. Yes,
you're,
I do.
You're one of the guys I'm talking about.
I use my turn signal every fucking time.
I will say it depends. If you got somebody right behind you, you use your turn signal. If you're just like going on the freeway and there's nobody there and it's easier to just go...
I do drive fast and I do cut
I
people
disagree.
Off.
You use your
but
turn signal every time?
I use my turn signal when I cut them off.
That makes them even more angry, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
Because like, that guy's so fucking a dick, but he uses signals, so I can't be courteous at the same time. I want to fuck him. I want to hit him and then fuck him and then hit him again.
Courteous Dick. That was the name of my first horse.
I see it nearly every fucking
day. Courteous Dick down the stretch to win the Derby.
Well, really, it's like your finger is like if you're driving at well what legally you should be driving at with your hands at 10 and 2, it's literally less than 5 inches. You can just use your pinky and just kind of move it right there. There's your turn signal. Why not fucking use it?
You're a signal guy. I've ridden your car. I feel like you've never used a signal.
I signal if I'm making a fucking roundabout, dude. I signal if I'm just making
just
a long
stupid.
Right-hand turn.
That actually causes accidents.
No,
he's keeping going. What is he
doing? If my car is going to be in a turning motion habitually, my hand just autonomically goes to use the turn signal.
Autonomically? Is that a new word?
No.
Do you want me to riff on that?
No, can you look it up?
Autonomically?
Yeah.
Is it because you're in an automobile?
Autonomic.
You're thinking. You tried to say automatically.
I don't know.
Don't even look it up.
I can't even find it. Google just says, "What the fuck are you talking about?
Please,
are you talking to Zach?" Autonomically.
Wow.
Okay.
Autonomically. Wow. Autonomically, really. Wow. That's a word in your head.
You know how hard it is to have a fucking conversation with you?
Sometimes? Well, it's really hard to have a conversation with you and keep on making up fucking words.
Autonomic.
Okay, it's a word.
Wow, wow, wait a minute.
It's a word.
Doesn't mean
in the right context.
What does the word mean?
The word means of relating to, controlled by the autonomic nervous system.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
What's the autonomic nervous system control?
My hand just does it. Like it's...
Automatically.
Autonomic. Jesus Christ. This is what we're getting bogged down with? We're getting bogged down with the use of the word autonomic?
Autonomic.
You didn't even know it was a word, dipshit.
You didn't even know it was a word.
I used it.
He's a grammar Nazi.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to use the word knuckle. But I don't know if that's a word.
How about muckluck?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Muckluck.
Can we get back on something
I went
here?
To the deli. I had a really good knuckle. It was like nice and lean.
What else pissing you off? What else is pissing you off besides turn signals? That's it. There's nothing else pissing you off. God, you're the most peachy person in this goddamn country.
On what you're saying about the turn signal thing, I think, you know, in other countries, like in Iceland and in Sweden, when people get their driver's license, they have to go through like 5 months of training. And they do it like on...
Well, same here in California, right?
No.
You gotta go to driver's
like
ed.
But they do training like, you have to drive in the snow, you have to drive on wet things, you have to learn how to do a 360 spin, like you have
to
learn...
Yeah, they don't
all this kind of shit before you even get your license. What I think they should impose in California and across the U.S. is having a little sticker on your license plate. And if you passed if you're trained enough, and you took all the right courses, and they test you out, like... You're saying, I can drive safely at 85 miles an hour. And you get a little red sticker, right? And then you get some people that are really bad drivers, and they can barely drive safe at fucking 45, 50. They get a little blue sticker. And there's stickers in between.
And then they can drive is mopeds.
No. They can get on the road. But it'll be kind of like the Autobahn in the sense that if you got a red sticker...
They have to stay in a certain lane?
They got to stay all the way in the fucking right lane.
If you got the red fucking
sticker, you can be in the fast lane all fucking day. And you can't drive at night if you have a blue sticker. You can't do certain fucking things if you have
the
a blue
Autobahn
sticker.
Is amazing.
I'm saying...
I've been on the
would
Autobahn.
Would that not relieve your little quandary right there?
Well, that wouldn't necessarily solve the problem of someone not using their goddamn
Well, that would be a test. If they have little things from insurance companies now where they can put a little thing in your computer.
You put somebody in the driver's seat when there's somebody actually testing them.
That's not what I'm
like
saying.
Like a driver's
I'm not saying
that. Of course they're going to use
They have a little thing, like for Progressive Insurance right now, not a sponsor, they can put it into the computer of
not
your
yet.
Car, and it shows how fast you go, what your braking thing is, if you use signals, like all that kind of thing. They can actually track, and in the GPS, see how you drive. And if you're a better driver, you get a discount. Same thing, but with the stickers.
That's actually not a bad idea.
It is not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
That is not a bad idea.
I could get on board with that.
Yeah.
My only point is people so completely inconsiderate and oblivious to all of those around them, just thinking like, you know what, it's important for me to be in front of you right now. I'm just going to kind of, boop, just cut you the fuck off. I'm not even going to use my turn signal.
Do you ever do the retribution cutoff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done that. So good. Oh man, I have definitely done the retribution cutoff. Somebody cuts me off without even using their fucking turn signal. That becomes my mission for the remainder of my drive.
Oh, yeah.
To fucking make sure that I'm like right behind this person. I wait for my opportunity, get in front of them, and then just kind of hey.
you have to get revenge.
Kinda.
I'm gonna turn into a fucking Muslim when somebody fucking cuts me off. I'm like.
Oh,
I'm
no, you
gonna
didn't!
Kill all your fucking children! Yes. I will murder you!
You look like Macho Man Randy Savage right now!
That was scary.
I fucking cut them off and I fucking break and I just like ruin their fucking day because they got into my fucking head.
I swear,
I'm sorry. When I'm behind the wheel of a fucking car,
God,
and
I'm
pulled
really
off some stupid shit.
He's got those eyebrows.
Oh my God!
His eyebrows are angled at a 45 degree angle and it's really angry.
It's legal for me to attach. Like a fucking 2-inch steel piping around my car and just get some like fucking run flat tires and I'll be on the freeway as the enforcer.
Why do
I would do that for the rest of my life? And if somebody fucking did some bullshit, I would fucking just pit maneuver, bam, into the fucking side.
Why are you like
that? I'm driving.
Why are you like that?
Get a blue
why are
sticker.
You like that?
What's that?
Why are you what's that?
Yeah,
why are you like that?
That would get you a blue sticker.
Please don't hurt me. Why are you so like passionate about?
Because it's like, it's like you're share. Like I have to share my oxygen with people. And I don't like that.
Okay.
And so
that's
I
a whole other
see
topic.
These fucking people that are on the road with me in these fucking like 3-ton fucking metal cages, and they're just like, oh, I'ma do my eyelashes, or I'ma fucking brush my teeth, or fucking whatever, eat a sandwich. I'm like, no, fucker.
Now, hold
on. The goddamn freeway.
Demographically, who would you say does this more so than anyone else?
Drivers
of the
Nordic
descent.
I think you meant Asian. Yeah, no, Asians suck at driving. I went to the Philippines, and it was like clown cars.
Godforsaken bloodbath.
Like, there was people like driving while sitting on the roof with their feet on the steering wheel through the sunroof, and their like babies were pressing the fucking gas pedal.
Yep.
It was insane.
Oh, I got to back out of my driveway. Should I look?
Nah.
They'll.
I go now.
Yeah.
I just go.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, God, the worst thing in the world, the most dangerous thing on the road is a fucking Asian in the hands of an SUV.
Yeah, that's like,
it's godforsaken murder.
That's pretty much, yeah, it's premeditated murder.
That's pretty much, yeah, like, that's putting, like,
they should be tried differently.
16 in the hands of a 12-year-old that doesn't know any better.
Just as I would have stickers.
That was racist.
Just as I would.
Whatever.
Yeah, that wasn't racist. Just as I would have stickers on the cars, all Asians would have to mandatorily have a moped for the first 5 years. And then they can, if they showed they were worth it.
Oh my God.
Then they would
so
they would graduate to like a Fiat 500 or something like that. And then, you know, nothing, or maybe a smart car. Because it can't really do much damage.
Smart car would be good. They give them smaller cars.
a
if they fuck up,
system.
They die. Other people don't die.
They have bad night vision and like.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed to drive at night. They should not even be allowed to drive. Sun goes down.
No. Once they graduate, and I'm talking about half of my body. Like, these are, like my people in, you know, the fucking...
The shittier half.
The
right?
Black Asians.
The shittier half.
The black Asians.
The Blasians.
The Blasians.
The Filipinos.
Yeah. The garbage half.
Yeah, they're
garbage.
Yeah.
And yeah. They would have to get on the moped first.
So basically, like, being in the
Army... Because you can't be a discourteous moped driver.
You know I'm friends.
Well,
with,
yeah,
I'm friends with
yeah,
you. I'm friends
you
with you
can.
Because you're Spanish. You know that.
Oh, yeah,
not because you're Filipino.
Because if you can be a discourteous cyclist, you can obviously be a discourteous.
Yeah, but you can only get so discourteous before it's like, uh-oh, like I'm like, oh man, I didn't see ya.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you've never hit a cyclist. If
I haven't hit a cyclist, no.
You've thought about it. Everyone's thought about
it. I've thought about hitting a cyclist.
God damn, dude.
I
like,
saying,
this is share the fucking road. I get that, but Jesus.
They don't follow the rules. They're vehicles and they do not follow
I'm
the rules.
Right
no,
now,
no.
As like a statement, I don't know what the statute of limitations is for a hit and run drive, but I have never done it. Okay? All right. That's it. It's on record now.
Oh, cool. Yeah, no, it's yeah. Wow.
You sideswipe cars like I eat fucking
breakfast. This is now
breakfast.
Evidence for the fact that Carlos never
you must not eat breakfast.
I hate it.
Wow, you see that?
You see that happened.
Well, all right. I think that's it for today. Stay tuned. Follow us up for next episode. Again, follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And, of course,
and
listen to us.
And fucking take your thumb out of your ass and tell your friends to fucking
yeah, and listen to us on iTunes, you
shit.
Pieces of shit.
He's the bad cop. I'm the good cop. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm rubbing your hair. I love you.
He's rubbing your pubic hair.
Yeah.
What? You like it? Feel good?
Signing off. Thank you, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
B-O-D-S.